Man, let's go back to the Truitt Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Gene Kirkconnell. Gene, are you with us this morning?
Tony, good morning.
Hey, man.
Brock, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Gene.
Gene, did the new microphone setup work? I'm curious.
Oh, yeah?
You know what? I changed my mind,
Tony. Okay.
Brock, I decided to enjoy the morning, so I'm just talking to you through my regular headphones and microphone. I'm sitting here looking at Mobile Bay. The sun is glinting off the water and the reeds, and I'm watching the cars drive across the bayway, and I thought, well, I'd have a chat with you guys this morning and enjoy this beautiful morning myself as well.
Man, yeah, glad you did. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a
pretty great way to start the day.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if today is anything like yesterday, I was saying yesterday, we might as well just clone yesterday and put it on repeat.
Oh, man, it's going to be like that today,
wonderful,
too. Well, Gene is the news director at WKRG Channel 5 down in Mobile. And Gene, you've touched tons of parts of the state in your career.
For sure.
I think it's really interesting that you've kind of spent a career, in media and broadcasting. And you've had, a lot of, your fingers in a lot of the people that people know all over the state because they're on TV every day. And
right.
So, man, kind of just give us a rundown, really, of how you got into it. And then we'll jump in from there.
Sounds wonderful. If you go back pretty far in the days when dinosaurs roamed the earth and people read printed newspapers.
Wait, what?
My first official job in media was actually a paper boy.
Wow.
There you go.
I lived in New Orleans, and I would throw the Times Picayune newspaper, and I'd, at that age, 10 years old or so, I would read the paper.
Yeah.
As I was folding them and putting them in my basket, and came to a realization that I, at that point already a curious young person, aware of what was happening in the community, and I realized that as I read the bylines of certain reporters, I became attracted to the way certain of those people would write their stories.
That's interesting.
And it sparked an awareness in me about how different people wrote in different ways, and there was different kinds of stories, and I was attracted to the way people use words. And so I've always been a reader and a writer as far back as I can remember. And at that same time, of course, I would, the morning ritual was to fold the paper and then throw the papers and read it while I was doing that. And then at night I'd watch the TV news with my parents.
Sure.
And so there was a growing awareness in myself that, I read that story this morning in the paper, and now there's a television version of that story, and they tell those stories in a different way for TV because you don't need to describe in words the action and the pictures and what's happening because you have the video and the natural sound to tell that part of the story. And so there was this budding awareness in me that hey, those people do that for a living. Wouldn't that be cool to use my love of reading and writing and words and storytelling to inform people, what was going on in their world. And so that kind of laid nascent in my mind for years until I actually moved from New Orleans over here to Baldwin County and went to Robertsdale High School and started a little paper at the high school there for a few issues, which got noticed by the local real newspaper, and they contacted me, and I did some freelancing, wrote about high school stuff and sports for them. And then I remember the real moment of me and coming into broadcasting is I was entered into the VFW Voice of America speech contest.
How about that?
Me and all the other students from around Baldwin County went to a little radio station that I'm sure a lot of your viewers have probably driven by and seen on the left hand or east side of the road in Foley as they head toward the beach. It's WHEP AM 1310 in Foley, Alabama. And I'm
about that
standing in the booth there recording my speech so it can be sent off to the VFW National to be judged. And all the other kids are in the other side of the glass, there with the producer and my teacher. And it was about 2 weeks after my voice had changed from the young 14-year-old, hello, how are you doing, to the voice you
Pete
hear
Brady.
Into this manly voice we hear now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I noticed a lady come around the corner and whisper in the ear of my teacher, and he pointed to me and mouthed through the glass, go with her. And so I said, okay. I didn't realize what was happening, and I, walked and followed her. I said, good morning, and nice to meet you. And she said, Mr. Stewart would like to talk to you. And I said, well, who's Mr. Stewart? And she said, he owns the radio station.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, okay. So took me down to Mr. Stewart's office. Just a class guy. His son Clark now owns the station and has run it for decades. And he's former president of the Alabama Broadcasters Association, a storied radio operator in the state of Alabama. Former Marine. You know, he put his fist around my fist, that big paw, and just crushed my knuckles, you know, and I tried to give it back to him as good as I could, you know.
Right.
But that big booming voice that he had just came out, son, you ever think about doing this for a living? I was like, well, yes, sir. Actually, I'm considering that. You have internships? He said, no, but we got a job.
Dang, that's better.
2 weeks later, I was on the air.
Getting a check.
You know, wow, how about that?
High schooler. And over the years, you know, radio, TV, newspapers. I wrote for United Press International. Any time I could get a job or an internship or sneak my way into a newsroom for an observation of a week or so, I would do it to suck up information and try to figure out how people did it for different platforms and learn from so many people over the years across, you know, South Alabama, Northwest Florida, and in New Orleans along the Gulf Coast here, and just got to meet a lot of people and work with a lot of cool people, cover a lot of great stuff, and then, you know, really made my bones when I first got into the business as a newspaper reporter, and then I was working the weekends at a TV station, and came to sort of my Rubicon. You know, it was like, well, what do I want to do? And I thought, I'm ready for bigger things, bigger markets. I applied at some TV stations and some newspapers in other parts of the country. And oddly enough, got two job offers, one at a newspaper, one at a TV station. Mm. And then my boss at the TV station I was at the time said, hey, wait a minute, we're about to launch a morning show. Do you want to be the producer of that morning show? And I said, well, tell me about it. And I was a photojournalist at the TV station at the time, at the same time a newspaper reporter. And he described it, and I thought, well, that'll be fun, and that'll be something different, and it's new, and I'll be the guy that launched the show. And for your listeners down in South Alabama, that was when we launched the what is now the morning news on WEAR in Pensacola. And the show is called 3 in the Morning. It's Channel 3 over there.
Okay.
And I launched that show. And so I left newspapers behind, went into TV, and have pretty much been in TV as, you know, news director or, you know, a station manager. I've done most things inside of TV stations. And I've consulted and things like that, but I've been in broadcasting and TV predominantly ever since. And you know, I've worked in Birmingham and all over Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, mostly in the Southeast.
And then made your way back.
Yeah,
made my way back. Oh, yeah, made a big circle around the Southeast and through the Midwest, Wichita, Kansas, and wound up back in South Alabama, where I have, you know, high school buddies and family and in-laws, and I'm sitting here looking at Mobile Bay and the beautiful scenery down here. It's like, wow, what a cool journey and meeting a lot of cool people, covering a lot of great stories. But it's great to be able to practice that craft with the great team at WKRG.
Man, absolutely.
So,
everybody, you're listening to Truett News Radio, and we are on the air with Gene Kirkconnell, the news director at WKRG News in Mobile. And I got to say,
That's
Channel 5. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got to say, I give you a lot of credit for, you know, you were young and hungry and clearly sought out so many different experiences and personalities and flavors, but then also were so opportunistic. So it's just interesting to think about your career of those two things coming together.
You know, one of the things I think is really cool is like you said, going from the newspaper part to the TV side of it and putting these shows together and going out of, you know, where I met Gene, we were at an event down in Mobile, and really passionate about finding new talent and getting people involved. Yeah. You know, what is that like? Do you go on recruiting trips for that, or do people just send in stuff to you? How do you find these people that you actually put on the air?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously there are a lot of great college programs that raise up the next generation of journalists. I mean, in our state alone, you know, Alabama, Auburn, Troy has a storied history there that people may know about. Montevallo has an excellent program. UAB turns out some strong young people. Samford, God bless them, you know, Birmingham Southern, you know, I've worked with a couple of kids in Birmingham Southern, just this terrible news coming out of there.
Right.
South Alabama, a lot of people aren't aware that South Alabama, it's a small program, but they have one of the most incredible meteorology programs in the country.
Oh, that's interesting.
How about that?
I've got two full-time meteorologists on my staff that graduated from South Alabama, and two of our meteorologists teach classes out there. It's an incredible program. They have hard science. The meteorologists there really learn the science, but they also have the TV weather graphics computers and a green chroma key wall that those students can practice on.
Oh, wow.
And they crank out some really great students. So there are universities out there that are doing great work. And, of course, you know, if you look nationally, you know, Georgia's got a great reputation. Mizzou has a great reputation. Arizona, there are these national programs. But what I've really come to find is, you know, if you really, and I do, I want to help young people achieve their dreams in their profession, and it doesn't really matter where you look. I mean, I just hired a young woman, for instance, from Kennesaw State University.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Kennesaw State University has a really good little program there, but it's not as well known perhaps as some of these national powerhouses.
Sure.
But I got to tell you, this young woman's going to start working for us in June, and she's the number one draft pick.
Oh, wow. Dynamo. School. Yeah.
And so that's really what I'm going for. I know a lot of professors. I know a lot of administrators. I know a lot of students. Frankly, I know a lot of parents. Parents approach me sometimes, and their kid might have a budding interest in this field, and they just don't understand, like, what is it? How do you do it? How do you get into it? And so, you know, I'll consult with them and help their, you know, child to figure out, like, well, where might I want to go to school? How do I level up? In some instances, you know, compare it to perhaps in that realm where, you know, you've got a son who's really good at baseball, and they want to be the stud on that traveling team. And so you hire like a, you know, professional coach to coach him up. I do some of that on the side too, I see these young people and I want to foster that and help them out.
Sure.
And so they can get a head start on that college career in this journey. Like kind of like I did, just by being tenacious, but have a little hand and help up. But for the recruiting part, and to your question, I just go to all kinds of universities. I speak at them all the time. I do it by Zoom across universities across the country. We speak to high schools, sometimes even middle schools. We have schools tour the station. So I'm always trying to encourage young people and their parents to be aware that this is a career. It's a budding career. Yeah, and to foster that interest. Young people who are, they read, they write, they have a love of words, but they're not sure because, you know, I mean, honestly, in common culture, there's a lot of voices coming at them saying, you know, you're never going to be able to make a living with an English degree. Go major in physics or engineering. And those are great fields. My son's a computer engineer. It's very lucrative, right? But you can make a living, you know, telling stories. There has never been a better time in human history where more content is consumed now than in the history of humanity.
And a great point.
There is an insatiable desire for high quality content and accurate journalism.
Sure.
And our field is really, it's not just a job. It's a calling. I mean, think about it. What other place in the history of humanity, you know, and I speak about the United States of America, that the founding fathers sat down and thought
and put it out.
This part of our society is really important to the lifeblood of democracy. Let's put a list of amendments together. What's the first one? Freedom of the press.
It is
the lifeblood of democracy. So it's more than just a 9-to-5.
Absolutely. Hey, Gene, I hate to break in, but man, we got to run to get to the end of the show. I want to get you back.
This is
great stuff.
Yeah, we could talk for a long time. We just can't talk for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. But hey, man, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning. Anything you want to say to wrap up?
You know, it's easy to say the media this and the media that. There's a difference between national talking heads on opinion shows and the trusted meteorologists, sports anchors, and news anchors on your hometown TV station.
Yeah.
They're the folks that go to buy stuff at your stores, that go to your churches, that live in your communities. Their kids go to your schools. They're just like you, and they're slugging away, trying to fight the good fight to do right by you and to bring you the information you need to make great decisions to help your family prosper and to keep your family safe. And so realize the difference between the local folks and the national opinion talking heads.
Yeah.
The media is not one thing.
Right.
That's a great point.
At the local level or on your side, you know.
All right, man. Well, hey, have a great rest of your weekend. And like I said, we'll get you back before long
for sure.
We can keep this conversation going.
Yeah, absolutely.
See ya.
Time there, guys.
All right.
All right, sure enough. That's Gene Kirkconnell, the news director at WKRG Channel 5 News in Mobile. And I think that's really interesting that he wants to kind of, you know, if you think about it, give it back the same young opportunity that he had, you know. He got that opportunity when he was young, trying to give it back to someone else. So good for him.
Yeah.